Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
I'm so honored to have Chet Bennett with me today in studio. He is a retired Marine, and actually he served from 1998 to 2007 and spent time in Fallujah on the offensive and then came back when they had the first time to vote through a democratic process. Chet, welcome.
Thank you.
Chet, tell us what it was like when you went back to Fallujah to provide security and safety so their citizens could vote.
Yeah, it was a pretty surreal thing having been there in some of the worst urban combat, the worst urban fighting, door to door, house to house. And then once it was safe enough for the proud people of Fallujah, which is a city similar to the size of Lincoln, to be able to have the bravery and courage to come back to a battle-torn, war-torn area to cast their vote. And knowing all the while that there was threat of violence to them. There was threats of being blown up and being shot at, and that's why the Marines were back in Fallujah for that process, was to provide security so that voters could proudly walk in, cast their vote, make the choice of who they felt they wanted to represent them, and then proudly walked away with their purple finger saying, I made the choice to be bold. I made the choice to cast my voice.
I still remember watching news outlets and men and women proudly displaying their purple fingers. So as people are listening to our conversation today, we're living in Nebraska and the regions around here that get this radio program. Should they vote today?
I would say yes. I think that they absolutely should. And thankfully, we don't have Marines or soldiers or sailors or airmen having to protect us from taking the honor to be able to cast our voice.
So if you've not voted yet today, please get out, exercise the freedom that we have in the nation to cast your ballot. If you need information about candidates, visit NebraskaVoterGuide.com.